There is a person that I have known intimately for 47 years, and this is a very virtuous person. And one time I said to her, I've known you for many years. I know that you have sinned because the Bible says everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but I just can't figure out what it is. I guess I was fishing a little bit. And her reply to me was, my sins are sins of the heart, sins of rebellion, stubbornness, and an unloving attitude. You know, when Jesus said he hadn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance, he was talking to the Pharisees. They just couldn't see it. They were people where if you went and investigated their life, Dave, you just find nothing. You would find nothing wrong, nothing evil in what they had done. They were considered the good folks by everybody. Yet Jesus had great criticism for them. He called them hypocrites, comes from the Greek word hypokrites, which simply means actor. They look good on the outside, but on the inside, they were full of all sorts of evils. They didn't commit adultery, but there was adultery in their heart. They didn't steal, but there was covetousness in their heart. You see, Jesus came not only to forgive our sins, but to purify our hearts. The scripture says of him that he will sit as a refiner of gold and silver, and that he will purify the sons of Levi so that they may offer offerings of righteousness unto God. You see, Jesus came to save sinners. It's just not what we do on the outside, it's what we are on the inside. The thief, to cease being a thief, has to cease being a thief in his heart. The murderer has to forsake hatred. The sexually immoral person must find that solution to lust within his heart. Jesus likened himself unto a physician who heals people. The Pharisees had the same call to discipleship that others did, to follow Jesus as a follower of Jesus Christ, just like us. But they didn't see the need. Jesus said it was like if you wash the dishes and wash the outside of a cup and did not wash the inside. That's what the Pharisees were like. But when we surrender ourselves to the great physician and present ourselves to him and ask him for cleansing, for healing, he, in his miraculous way, begins healing our souls. Most of the times, it does not happen overnight, but it is a journey that we begin, a cleansing, a healing journey, so that we may be clean outside and in. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your blessings. And the greatest blessing is the healing that comes to us through Jesus Christ, the healing of our souls, the changing of our character, beginning on the inside, where all our problems begin, in our thoughts, in our emotions, and in the desires that we have. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me and help all of my friends and everyone who is trying to follow Jesus Christ with integrity. Continue your work within us, Lord, so that we may be your obedient children in our deeds and in our heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.